Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Rock Medicine Women Updates. My name's Beata, and I'm your host of Soul Purpose Healing. And this is a special podcast every week where we bring you nature, the sounds of nature, the wisdom of nature, and the powerful words of truth from the Medicine Women Update family. Thank you for joining us. I am so blessed to be here. I have been battling all kinds of flu symptoms for the last week, and I'm finally, I think, over the hump and about 80-90% better. So my throat is clearer, and I'm just very thankful to be joining my sister, Mama AZ, tonight. To bring you another podcast of Rock Medicine Women Updates, where we are here to overcome the ADD, or not the ADD, but the NDD, Nature Deficit Disorder. It's actually a legitimate disease in this country called Nature deficit disorder, but not here. We're overcoming that. We're coming over it and overstanding, understanding all that dis-ease, dysfunctional titles, and bringing you the truth and empowering words from Mom AZ and many others in the family who are here to lift up our Creator's nature and pull down man's science, man's thoughts that they can improve on nature. So I welcome right now, I believe, Mama AZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, sister. Greetings, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Very grateful to be on this side of the dirt, and
okay.
Very, very grateful for my soul brothers and sisters, my soul group, and when I say my soul group, my terminology, not the brothers and sisters, and greetings to you, sister, and your listening audience before I continue. I understand that you're feeling better.
Oh, yes. I'm actually working. I've worked the last 2 days, which I couldn't. I had to take Monday off because I just could not move. But Tuesday it got better. Today it got better. And tomorrow I'll be done with this coughing and sneezing and runny nose. But a lot of mucus. It's interesting how the body works. I'm always listening to my body, observing what my body is doing to rid me of the toxins and the chemicals and the pollution that we breathe in every day. So it's been a really good thing that I had to go through this detoxing and cleansing and get rid of all the viruses that are trying to attack us. But, yeah, it's amazing. The body is just so amazing, so amazing. Thank
you. Telling me? Well, for and greetings, listening audiences, and everybody, let me tell you, I had an interesting day. I'm not sure if you were on. It's my house, but I had to kind of leave abruptly. Sometimes I have issues with the house that I walk in, meaning my body, and I moved incorrectly, and I couldn't move. I literally could not move, and I said, okay. It was so painful. And then I put my phone, not after I hung up from It's My House, sister, on airplane mode. And so you can't call, you can't receive, and I had to figure out how. This is a new phone, how to communicate. But to me, that was the Creator's way of shutting me down to go within and figure out, you know, where this anger is coming from, that I moved, or is it fear of this mission that I agreed to come here in this lifetime and do, and I'm overwhelmed. I mean, I'm overwhelmed, and I don't know if that wrong move was fear or my body saying, look here, you crazy woman. You can't always lift those 300-pound boulders that you do. You can't always lift that machine and you're on a walker. You sometimes we help you, and sometimes you have to have sense enough to take a chill pill. And all of this is going through my brain, and I was cussing and fussing and like, I got to get this done. I have this space, and I got to make this work, and I was just really angry at a lot of things. And so I went and got me my lemon and my cayenne pepper, and especially 2 tablespoons of turmeric and a banana to calm me down, to relax me. And I drink that all day today. sipping on it with spring water all day today. And I talked to my back, and I forgave me for a lot of things. And I was talking to me and my many selves, sister, and I said, you'll be back in North Carolina at your cabin in the woods to do your medicine work. You'll be back. This is only temporary, so you got to deal with it and find a way to just take a chill pill. And sister, I kid you not, I saw my dad standing there. He's been working with me since he made his transition when I was there at Pettigrew State Park, park hostessing. And he told me that my family is not going to understand, that it wasn't necessary for me to spend $1,500 to come to his homegoing celebration, that he's going to work with me from right where we are, him on the other side and me on this side, because I have a lot to learn. And my dad has been creating this rock medicine woman even before I got here. And that has been a major, major revelation since I've been here at Vanilla Bright's World, this sacred spot that the ancestors have gifted me to create and be, to learn, to heal, to grow. And I'm going to tell you something, sister. Things have been coming to me revelation-wise. It's scary. I was even guided to a film that the brother Curtis King back in North Carolina documented. It's many hours of film footage that I'd never realized how much of me was on this film, to the point it scared me. Scared me, sister, because of my position physically. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at this woman on this film, and much of that, do you know, sister, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. It was as though somebody else took over my being, my house with two legs that I walk in, and did all of this. Now it's beginning to settle in my consciousness, and I'm looking all around, and I'm realizing that when people kick my ass to the curb, I shouldn't take it personally, because it's overwhelming. They don't know what to do, and so they run. Right. It either frightens them, or they just, nope, not my assignment. I ain't touching that one.
Well, Mama AZ, give us a quick summary of your journey from your youth, because we may have a few new callers on the line, and they may not be as familiar with your background and why we're doing rock medicine updates. So can you just give the new listeners a brief history of where you've been and how you came to hear these voices from the rocks and nature?
Oh, yes. Actually, sister, I was born here in Phoenix as Robert Lee. which is my dad, Robert Lee Parris. And mm-hmm. as a little girl, my dad would always, and my mom, they would always go camping by Pleasant Lake and other places. They loved to go fishing and camping. And I was fortunate that at least I got to share that part of my dad's world by that lake. It's a lake called Pleasant Lake here. And growing up, I would always make a bed in the earth. I would dig a hole, and that would be where I would camp out. I did not know at the time, you know, why I did that, because I was just a little girl. But that seemed to be so in harmony and where I felt the most comfortable being in that hole. And growing up was here with Maddie, my mom, my dad, Bob. Was crazy, meaning in Arizona. A lot of alcoholism, a lot of all kinds of stuff. And my body would leave my original body and take me away from all of that. But in the meantime, camping or being out on the lake was just, and working with the stones, even when I was a little girl. And I didn't realize that these people that I ask for, and by the way, people, you ask for your parents for many, many reasons. That's another story. But I asked for Bob Parris and Maddie Cunningham to get me through here so that I could do what I'm doing now, work with the common godfathers, the common mineral people, meaning the ones that you just see every day just in passing and never know that they are important too. Well, when I really started hearing the mineral people speak was in 1990, when I was driven, when I came from San Francisco, I was driven by the ancestors to this place in North Carolina in Terrell County called Somerset Place.
And let me add, by mineral people, you're referring to the stones and the rocks of
the
nature.
The stones, the rocks. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The rocks.
Okay.
The rocks. And
okay,
and I noticed that at this plantation, they were talking to me then, but I really didn't understand what was the dimension of communication. But even before then, in 83, the mineral people started reaching out. And I'm not sure if you have heard of 500 Nations. Kevin Costner is the narrator.
Oh, yeah.
Is a wizard. Okay? Well,
mm-hmm.
that started me off of what was so interesting. This elder is on the other side. And if you remember Ranger Walker, Chuck Norris, he had a mentor, which was the Indian elder, the medicine person that Chuck Norris would go to in Ranger Walker. Well, a friend of mine, Marsha Weaver from Minnesota, called me up and she said, "You know what, Lee? You know you're the guy in 500 Nations, Floyd Red Crow Westerman, Walker's friend." I said, "Yeah." "He's going to be a Guilford native." I never will forget this. This is 1986. I met him, and he encouraged me to move forward with this journey with the sacred fires, and The Godfather. And from 86 until right this very moment, I have been doing sacred fires and working and listening to the mineral people, the sitting people, the godfathers, grandfathers, grandmothers. These the mineral population, the family of stones, any that you want to call them, they are here to help us if we only allow our third eye, our minds, our spirits to be open to hear. You see, sister, people really were, they will call the police on me. They will call a fire department on me. This is a true story. You name it, they would do it, all because of fear, because of how the ancestors and the mineral people were guiding me. People like not only Chief Frank Fusco, not only his uncle Black Elk, not only Chief Joseph, not only Wavoka, not only Floyd Red Crow Westerman, but there have been many. Sitting Bull, who looks like my dad, or my dad looks like Sitting Bull. And and when I had the opportunity to meet Sitting Bull's great-great-grandson, it offended him that my dad was a colored boy and Sitting Bull, you know, was Indian, and they look like brothers. And it bothered him a lot, but that's another story. To get to the point, all of this, I came to my people, my mom, Maddie, and my dad, Robert Bob, to get groomed for this journey, just what I'm doing now. You see, these mineral people have been calling me because they know I'm a pathfinder, a trailblazer. They know that I will do things that ordinary person would not even attempt to do. And one of the major things, sister, that I agreed to do, no matter if they weigh 500 pounds or 1,000, I am the transportation unit, or one of the transportation units, to get them from point A to Z, wherever they ask me to take them, I will take them, because that's the only way that they are going to get from one location to the other to do their work, to open up the portals or the vortexes that are needed at that particular time. And Brother Joseph out of North Carolina told me about this woman. I can't think of who she is now, but she's on the internet. She's on the other side. However, he said, Mama AZ, or he calls me Robbie Lee. He says, Robbie Lee, you are the incarnation of this woman. This woman is doing, or did, exactly what you're doing now, Robbie Lee. And it should be on my Facebook page, or my Facebook, the information about this particular woman out of Tennessee or Kentucky, either one, I'm not sure. However, all today I realize all of the negativity, all of the abuse, the incest, the this, the that, the da, 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 the meanness from my parents, I had to forgive. Mm-hmm. And I give thanks to some of them Caucasian women back in North Carolina who got me into meditation, some of my daughter's teachers from Andrews High School that mm-hmm. she's not aware of, meaning my daughter. I'm very grateful for Dr. Stanley, who was put in place of the red tent to remind me of the healing that I need to do. She brought Abraham back to my attention, conversations with God back to my attention. All of these things, even the planet that I'm from, the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, Dr. Stanley brought all of that in my face and made sure that she would not leave me alone or allow me to sleep or rest until I succumbed to revisit these knowledges.
Now I can just hear some of our listeners wondering, well, why do you have to move the rocks? Aren't there enough rocks all over this country that they can do the work of whatever that needs to be done? Why move them? Explain that.
No. You see, some of these godfathers, the stones, come from strategic locations, mm-hmm. like Wounded Knee. The Battle of Bighorn, Fetterman's battleground, all of the battlegrounds that the ancestors took me to, not even knowing why. I just listened and obeyed. Because of the energy that those particular stones have of all the massacres of the women and the children, the Indian women and children, that the cavalry, the Seventh Cavalry came down, the government put into motion all of this. It's not mm-hmm. to get angry about it. We all agreed to be a part of this play, this journey mm-hmm. in this lifetime, in those lifetimes, mm-hmm. you see. But these mm-hmm. Godfathers or the stones, they are the oldest being on the planet. They hold the record. They are record keepers. When you go whale and dolphin, they are record keepers, you see. And the stones have the oldest knowledges. Mm-hmm. And if you allow your mind to open up, you can hear them. And I chose to allow myself through much meditation and much, much healing to be the transportation or the servant of these particular stones, to move them from where they are if they choose. And you always, you do not take a stone unless you leave something in its place. People, some tobacco, sage, cedar, food, whatever, you know, and mm-hmm. put them or take them to where they need to go. And Montana, Fort Yates, all of these places are extremely far away. Blackfoot country, Assiniboine country, Brother Kwame is more up on that than I am right now, because I got a ton of information and I can't remember everything. But these strategic locations needed the healing, you see, and there are other locations that are calling these particular stones to mm-hmm. come and be placed on those particular grounds. Mm-hmm. And in 1979, the ancestors brought me from San Diego to Virginia to what is now known as Mothers for the Earth Reflective Gateways. And this is where many of them are. But the first godfathers that wanted me to gather them, they are positioned at the LGI, meaning the Lewis G. Gregory Institute in Hemingway, South Carolina. And how they got there was all because of an agreement that my mom made to my oldest child's father or dad, who lives or who's a Hemingway native of South Carolina. You
wow.
see?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
that's how those godfathers got there, because what I'm doing now, sister, was planned eons and eons of time ago. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just now getting caught up because of the agreement that I made to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we have
when
a caller
was,
with.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yes.
We have a caller with their hand up, but go. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 336. You have a comment or a question for Mama AZ?
Yes. Hi. My name is Pat Hill. And
uh-huh.
I know Mama AZ as Miss Arizona. And she has been truly inspirational in my life as far as getting in touch with, more in touch with nature, as well as understanding the grandfathers. And
where do you live?
I live in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
AZ,
originally from Indiana. Ma'am?
This is Pat Hill on the line.
Yes, it is. Pat Hill.
I love you, my sister. Just go for it. I'll be quiet.
So, you know, I honestly believe that nothing happens by chance. And
mm-hmm.
today I called Miss Arizona's, and she told me about the radio blog. And so I'm a new listener. And when you had mentioned about nature deficit disorder, I'm going through a lot physically. And it makes me wonder, with the nature deficit disorder, can that cause us to have the physical disorders, you know? And
yes.
when Miss Arizona was talking about the godfathers and needing to be strategically placed for healing of the land, the earth is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly
mm-hmm.
believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But and because of that, we are getting sicker. That's my belief. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. I just want to understand a little more about nature deficit disorder. But my call to Miss Arizona's today was really led up to let her know how the Creator was just busy today. I met two
yeah.
people today from the Cherokee Nation, and it's something how things are happening in the atmosphere, and those that are of us that are sensitive to it can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, we are the earth. So when you say the earth is sick, we are sick. There's so much sickness in this earth because
yes.
people are not turning to nature to bring balance back to the Creator's house, this land that we live in called the body. And just to give you an example, today I decided, I had been struggling with this flu for several days, and I said, okay, I need to get out of this house. It's like, why am I staying in this house? So I went to my favorite park, and I found my favorite tree. I sat down at this tree and put my feet on the ground, and right before me were all these rocks. I'm like, where did these rocks come from? So just getting out in nature, my eyes were opened to the medicine people. I'd say, wow. So I looked at these rocks, and they were like in a half circle form around this driveway that I'd come into the park in, and it's at the end of the park. I said, well, this is a lot of rocks here. So I said, let me count these rocks. There were 43 rocks. These were huge rocks. We're not talking. You really wouldn't even want to pick them up. There were 43 of them. I went around counting them, laying my hands on them, talking to them. And then I just sat there in awe that the Creator would bring me back to this place when I needed it most for my healing, for balancing up the energy in my body, and point out these rocks, which I had never even noticed before. They've probably always been there, but I just never noticed them. And that there were 43, that number is, I think, somewhat significant.
I'm looking now, Sister Boy. That's awesome. First of all, 4 and 3 is what?
7.
That's God.
That's perfection.
That's right. Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
43. Okay. Now, 43, and if one are familiar with Doreen Virtue,
Her book.
And Lynette Brown, okay, 43.
Uh-huh.
On page 26, which 26 is abundance because that's 8, infinity, the eagle, 43, says, oh, wow, angels and ascended masters are with you, comma, supporting and loving you, period. Mentally talk to them about your hope, dreams, or fears, and ask them to help you. They always come to your aid when invoked, people. Wow.
I get that message often with numbers that I see and I look them up. That message comes to me so often that your ascended angels and ascended masters are with you. Call on them. And so it's really, this show is a reminder to everyone to call on your angels for help. Call on the medicine people. Mm-hmm. Go out to the medicine people. This is just such a divine appointment for all of us to get back to nature, to get back to the Native American truth that we've missed. And to continue to teach our young the same, because it's the youth that are really sick. A lot of the older generation is waking up. There are some senior citizens that are far gone. They're in nursing homes on 12 or 20 medications. So what can you do about that? That could change, but we've got to be busy. Those of us who are here tonight have to be busy taking Mama AZ's advice, sending help for Mama AZ. I think we need to just keep you in our prayers. Everyone on this line needs to really lift you up daily so that you can get the help you need to lift those medicine people, to move those medicine people, and to continue to do the work that you're doing so that all of us, in fact, can do that. And we've got another person with their hand up, so I'm going to go ahead because we are already 38 minutes into the show. Area code 434-429. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Gracie from Danville, Virginia. Hello, everybody. I'm just thankful to be here to listen to all of you all. I love rock and everything, but I'm just sitting here listening because I had Jeff early this morning, Sister Arizona, that I told you about, the one that was 99 years old, relative of mine, and she passed over sometime this morning because I woke up about 4 a.m. So that I got word today through somebody else that she passed over. So I'm just really resting and just enjoying you all, and I'm thankful, just thankful to all, thankful for everything. And so I'll just try to be more involved next time.
Now you said 90 years old? You said she was 90 years old?
99, and she was going to be 100 years old next month.
Oh,
wow.
Miss Berta. Adams Wilson.
Berta Adams. What a story. That just mm-hmm. says to me, that's a book. There's a book there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Her story needs to be told. And yeah, maybe you're the one to write her book.
Yes. Wow, sister.
Mm-hmm. She was an amazing lady. She did so much here. Amazing.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, her activity in the community and what she brought to the table for you?
She was well known for her wedding cakes. She did cakes, regular cakes, and she did other things, some things that I didn't know, but basically she did wedding cakes and she baked for other people, and her brother is the one, Sister Arizona, that I was telling you about, that was heavy into the Native American culture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I text you about that, but one said anything about it because in this area, you know, they don't say too much. But he had the different tribes to come in here, to come to his home. So later on, I'm going to go to his sons to find out where did the place take place of ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, they said it was in the back of his home. But the way they came in here, no one knowed anything about it. So they kept it pretty quiet over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They
so,
probably do.
I can't tell you how much. I couldn't tell you how much involved that Sister Berta was into it or anything, but she knew. She knew, and
yes,
she might have been a part of it, but just didn't say anything because of how people's attitude is or at that time.
Well, Miss Gracie, what I can say to you is now that she's made her transition, you talk to her and let her know that you're interested and you want to be guided. And she will communicate with you in your dreams and notions.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, get this thought in your head, like, what? Why am I thinking this? You obey it. And you investigate it, and you can find out a lot of things that way, because that's how I got to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then, too, I forgot to tell you, when she got a little weaker, I was able to take care of her at one point, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. As far as, so I had a party as far as, you know, her being her caretaker.
Yeah,
so, but she did a lot of things here, a lot of things, and she was just well known through a lot of people. But it's just, I just didn't get that opportunity to talk to her brother about the Native American part because it was quiet, and they, you know, which they had to keep it quiet during that time.
She will
and
tell
so,
you this way, and she will, from the other side, she will guide others to you that will drop some dimes with information. So just tell her, ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. Because she's actually right there. We're all energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body has been released. However, that energy is still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just ask her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just thankful of the time that the Creator left her here, you know, for us. It's just like the other, my other aunt that we just buried last Tuesday, the one that was 91, and she's going to be 92 September. Coming up. So I just thank the Creator that we had the opportunity to pick up the phone and communicate and everything. She was able to keep her own self in her own home on her own without any caretakers.
Wow.
No caretakers
at 100?
Other than her two daughters that came in checking, like, you know, like me and you, like going and checking on somebody every now and then. This lady took care of herself on her own.
Mm.
To the very last.
Mm. So did she die of natural causes?
She had something like scar tissue in her lungs, but I don't know where that came from. I guess during the later years, you know, when she got into her 80s or 90s, but she did well. She had no problems with that. And she had some little other minor things, but other than that, she did extremely well. That was my mother's sister-in-law.
Beautiful.
I just enjoyed her, our phone conversation.
Well, you have to come back next week and tell us what you hear from her. If you take Mom AZ's advice and tell us what you're hearing from her.
Thank you, Sister, for saying that, Sister Viata, because I was thinking that. for the listeners, I know some of you know that when your relatives cross over, they are still right there, right near you. They just shed that body like a snake would shed its skin, and the energy is still there. And they will come to you in your dreams if they know you're able to handle it. Some people say, no, hey, how come I don't dream about my mom or my dad? That's because, babies, they know from their perspective you're not ready to handle it.
Okay, that reminds me of one of my first cousins that lost her mom when she was 15 years old, and she's wondering how come she don't see her. Well, the only thing I told her is that she has already been around and that you're not really in tune as far as where she's standing or what, or she just, nobody never taught her, you know, how to recognize it. I said, she's around. I said, she even gave you signs. Because my dad, he had lately, you know, like he had a sheet of paper on the cabinet. And then sometimes things happen without you just not really having your mind on it. The paper kept falling from the cabinet. Well, I put the sheet back up there, and I said, there's no wind in here. The sheet of paper fell to the floor again.
Yeah.
See? So there was signs letting me know that it was either her, my mom, or my dad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we
so
have
things
to
like
be
that.
Aware and pay attention. You have to pay attention. And sometimes, you know, our relative relations, they don't work with the same method. You know, my dad and my mom started coming to me with butterflies. I know my dad was the first one, and then when it's my mom and my dad together, then it's two butterflies. I know this. It never, ever fails. My mom will come and let me know when my brother is coming, and I've been paying attention to it, and I'm like, okay. you know? You have to pay attention.
So it happens real quick, but you have to realize it at the time what it is.
Well, we have someone else on the line, area code 760 with their hand up. 760-362, give us your name and where you're from, calling from, please.
Angel JoJo.
Yep, Angel JoJo, here I am. Hi, April.
Oh, hi. Hi, Angel
Hello.
JoJo.
I love it. How you doing, guys?
Good, how
you
are you?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me, you guys?
You speak up
yes,
just
ma'am.
A little more.
Can you hear me now?
That's better,
yes ma'am.
Thank you.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
I know. How's that? Better now?
No, you went down.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you off of on speakerphone.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's
good.
Better.
Let me see what I can do here.
How about that?
No.
That's good, JoJo. We can hear you.
How about that? Is that better?
That's better. It's all good. How are you feeling this evening?
With my hands. I'm doing all right.
My brother-in-law used to say that, I would just fall out.
Ho-ha, ho-ha.
Okay.
I got a story that I want to tell you and share. Maybe you see. First of all, I was talking to AC, I think 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. I was in New York. What's it? Was it a month and a half? Robert, it was. I was coming through from Rhode Island to New York, to Long Island, and I was out running along the beaches and whatever, and I came upon these rocks. Do you remember the rocks I sent you? Remember the pictures of the rocks I sent you with the faces?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I'm following through with this, and I've got to tell you something. It's so interesting to see. There are faces that are literally in these rocks. All the rocks that I've been moving, I think it was here, going down towards the Keys. I'm down in Florida now. And down in the Keys, I pulled over, and I went into this big hotel to have a cup of coffee and something to eat. And I went down along the beach, and there was tons and tons of coral. You know, they're washed up and onto the shores. And I started going down and just taking pictures. And when I got back to my room, I finally got a very good view of them. Do you know everyone that I mean, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just take the pictures of all of these coral rocks. Well, when I got back to the room, I really started looking at them steadily. Do you know I found faces, animals, turtles, elephants, distorted faces, children's faces, lions, tigers, all in these rocks. And I'm really, and it's so amazing to see these. And it's like, I didn't even know I was even taking. I just, you know how you just go, let me try this. But when I got back, you could literally take the picture that I took and shift it very slowly around to the right or left, and you will see other faces. You'll see other creatures. And this is like if you saw, really, and the head of the turtle, it looked like a turtle, but when I shifted very, very slowly, it ended up being a head of a clown and then of a little child as I kept shifting it around. Very, very interesting on that. And I'm going to continue doing it, too. And I'm going to send them over to you, Mama AZ.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Angel JoJo. And let me say this, Sister Viata, if you don't mind. You guys who are in Florida are in a very, very interesting place. It's a lot that goes on with the UFO, other dimensions, and so on and so forth. But what I want you to do, I want you to go physically to the Coral Castle.
Did you tell me about that? Yes.
They do not know how that brother put that together. For years, they've talked about it on Coast to Coast. Starting way back with Art Bell.
Where's that located, though? Where's that located?
Ma'am?
I know I'm in Florida, but we're in Florida, D. I'll look it up.
Well, it's the Coral Castle. It's the Coral Castle, and it's a must visit.
I'll take a look at that.
You guys
are
there.
I'll take a look at that. There's another story I want to share with you on really quick, because then I'm going to let you guys go, but when I was in the film industry, I had to go over to Sedona, Arizona. You all know about that, right? You know about Sedona, Arizona. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I had to do something for Wayne Newton, something to do with some part of music. He wanted us to go and do a video on to be a background to what he wanted with, so I never came through. So anyway, I said, you know what?
I want to see what's going on out there, and I want to maybe do some filming and some video, you know, and some sound and this and that. So I called the Chamber of Commerce, and they said, listen, you can come out if you want, but everything seems to have fallen by the wayside. Nobody really has had any sort of congratulations in the champagne room on this because it they won't let you do it, but you can come out and try. So me being the journeyist that I am all over the world, I said, I want to go and try this. So I took a team out with me, and it was the evening. We set up the tents, and we got finished eating. We put the bag up on top of the tent. You know how you like, you know, for security, for when the little critters come at night or whatever. So the next night, I decided that I wanted to invite one of the chiefs of Sedona to come and sit down and have dinner with us. So we set everything up and we set a place for him. And we went to put on the recording to have him record or some sort of sound from the higher spirits. And I invited him in for dinner, and I said, for 5 minutes, maybe 10, if you don't mind, we're going to stay silent and see if we can bring you in on spiritual form. So with that, we just sat quietly for about 5 or 10 minutes. And meanwhile, the bag fell off the tent and hit the ground. This is during the time that we're recording him. So we thanked him very much. We turned off the recorder and we went back. Okay. And this is what we heard. We heard the bag drop, which was filled with all of the styrofoam and all of the plastic. And when it dropped, this is what you heard. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Because we wanted to go and ask him, how can we get back in doing everything with natural nature, you know, and the environment to be better? And he just laughed us. He laughed us out of the campground. We had to get up and leave. We were so scared. And he was all saying, you ask us that you want to have the lessons and the way and the knowledge to live by the earth and by, forget about it, because it was so filled with the garbage and the crap. And it's styrofoam. We just very quietly packed up what we left. The kids were kind of scared too, the young kids that I had there. But the next morning, we stayed down by the bottom of the mountain, of this one mountain, and this man got out, he walked up to it, and he started spinning this green light. You know that long, what do they call them, those long, I don't know, if you run in the wind and it turns green, it's what people see, you know, ahead of them or whatever. This guy's going up there, and he's swiveling, and he's turning it. It was quite, and he had on a white, like some kind of like a white gown. It was very, very interesting. But when the boys wanted to go for one last rock climb, I said, I'm going to go and try that again with the, you know, with getting in there to talk with the spirits and stuff. So I did the recording. I invited them in just for anything. And I went to play the recording back. And do you know, I literally heard them chanting to, like, to a war dance, like, it was amazing, amazing, amazing. And then we went and we found, yeah, and then we found a medicine circle, okay. And I had a boyfriend that he was very, very wealthy, and I had his watch. He bought me a watch, and I just had to give him more wealth, like an idiot. I put the watch down in the middle of a medicine wheel. And then I said, you know, make him all higher spirits, you know. I put in some sort of prayer. I don't remember. It was so long ago. Well, what happened, he had a very, very huge deal going on, big, big financial. He was in real estate or something. And I got home, and 4 months later, he called. He said, I don't know what the heck happened. I said, what? He said, I lost that deal. I said, I'm staying away from that from now on, that's for sure. It was amazing. What a trip. Is that something else? Is that a trip of a trip? What do you think about that trip?
Well, you know, JoJo, sometimes when things like that happen, it happens because whatever was stopped, it wasn't time. That's the
right.
way that I'm beginning to look at certain things it and not get all bent out of shape, you know. I learned today that there's no such thing. Well, I've known that. There's no such thing as heaven and hell or the devil or whatever. You know, when certain things happen, I have to say to myself, okay, Creator, what are you protecting me from? I'm not ready yet to accept this not happening because my ego wants to have it now. I want it to happen, but you are protecting me. So I give thanks for the protection to keep me from going in an avenue that I'm not ready for. And
oh no, I understand that. I understand that. And
you know what I'm saying?
Oh no, absolutely. What I wanted to do, I just wanted to share that with you to know that, I mean, I went out all over the country, and I went to Sedona, and I went to Mount Shasta, and I just love to go to those places now and then. And I went up, and I just screamed out, "Hi, Creator," up in on one of the mountain, up in Mount Shasta. And I just screamed out the name, and I went into this completely different zone. And when I came out, I was
okay,
out of my shoes.
Now, JoJo, for the listeners who do not know what Mount Shasta is about, right quick, because I think, Sister Viata, how much time we got?
Well, we're over time, but it's okay. We have maybe a few more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. You mentioned Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is also a vortex there.
Right.
Tell the listening audience, JoJo, from your perspective about Mount Shasta.
Oh, it's tremendously. They have, believe it or not, they have a residence.
Now, where is Mount Shasta?
Mount Shasta is northeast going in of California. It's like on the borderline. And it's northeast. You have to go way up past San Francisco and Rosie and then you hit an area that, you know, takes you into the, it's up in the eastern part, northeastern part, between California.
West.
And
northwest.
West.
Could I add something
for
you in it, please?
Yeah. So anyway,
okay.
Mount Shasta is...
The one that was sick, I want to add to this too, the herb burdock root.
That's a good blood cleaner.
Keep the burdock root close by. The red clover is the one that I give my aunt. If you're having like a bladder leakage or something like that, if there's nothing going on too serious, use the red clover. That will slow the leakage, for women.
Yeah, that's good blood cleaner. Thank you. Thank you for that reminder. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I needed that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, JoJo.
All right, so Mount Shasta is known to be a very, very, in other words, what happens is that they say, and I believe in them, that the spaceships literally have a base at the bottom of this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's known. And they even have a tremendous village up there of people that all are waiting to be taken back up into their planet, their appointed planet. And they all wear green. It's green. It's unbelievable. And when I went up there, we went up to go and look. We had some things to some gold mines and whatever. We went out to research it. And I was then doing a lot of work with helping abused children. And I was doing a project. It was fabulous. Anyway, make a long story short, we're up there on the mountain about 11 to 13 miles high. And this fog came in, and I couldn't even see in front of me. It was amazing. And I said, you know, God, you know, higher spirit, if you want me to continue working with these children, please let me know. Because if not, then, you know. And all of a sudden, in the fog, way off in the distance, we couldn't find our way back to our car. all of a sudden we heard a child crying. And we walked over to where, and there our car was, the parking. So I know what was, and let me tell you something. That place, if anybody ever wants to go there to find, it's amazing what these people are sitting there and they're talking about and how they're really waiting to go back to their appointed planet. Mount Shasta is fabulous. And you have to go to, it's called Weed, the town Weed. About 11, maybe 7, 8 miles outside of the base of the mountain. Go there, see it, feel it. It's amazing. And talk about a vortex. Oh, my God. I mean, spaceships come in there and literally draw people up.
Hmm.
They draw people up. So it's a very interesting place, Stephen. It was amazing to see that. And you can literally see the people running across the mountains, and they're green, and they're going up to the top of the mountains. As we're, I don't know how they would get down into the bottom base, but there was fog coming in for, I don't know what they would call it, to cover up the UFOs when they come in, and literally we saw somebody enter one, and it just disappeared like that.
Angel Jojo, I really do appreciate that interjection about Mount Shasta. We're going to have, I'm going to reach out, well, Sister Beata will reach out to Brother Kwame, hopefully for the next show, and get further additional information about Mount Shasta and the clarity of all of what we talked about tonight. I give thanks to us, my sister, and I hope that Sister Frankie from California is on there, because what I want to say to you, Sister Beata, you and Sister Frankie have had other lives together. She's special, just like you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not joking. You could take whatever I say with a grain of salt. Don't believe a thing I say. You just take a chill pill and observe. And that's the only way that I can say I'm only a messenger. And
I am so glad that she connected with you. She's not on the phone line. She might be listening on her computer, but I will connect with her later and just ask her to listen to the show. But thank you for sharing that. I so appreciate that. This has been such an amazing podcast today. It's almost like a science fiction movie with Mount Shasta and the people in green. But if it wasn't Angel Jojo telling us about it, we'd be wondering if she made this up from a movie. But
no,
I can believe it happened.
No, and you know what the most beautiful thing is? Nobody even wants to take out time to even know, to even caring, just go on adventures. I've done it my whole life. I've gone into adventures. And this is one of the most perfect one that I went to. And I'll tell you, I'm not surprised at all. Because what's going on in this planet right now, like you guys are pointing out, we have got to start getting close to our Earth. Remember what Red Crow said, right? He said, everybody knows that this country is going to come and go. And this is what happened. Thank you so for having me come on the show. And I'm sorry I took over a lot of it. And I'll find out more about Manchester, and I tell you next time, then I tell you what it is all about. Even more so.
Okay. Clean people. Florida people, your listeners, sister, put that, even post it on your Facebook. Coral Castle.
I am.
Good. Okay. I need to sign off here. I've gone past my limit. And sister, give thanks.
Thank you.
Just for your knowledge and your tenacity, Sister Beata. It ain't no joke. You off the chain.
Thank you, and I thank all of the people who have called in tonight and who are listening, because we are the ones we've been waiting for. You all are very special. If you connected tonight, we're the ones who are going to heal the earth and bring about a new earth. So bless you all. I love you, and I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. So as we go out, here's more of the Blue Chip Orchestra to soothe your soul. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week, and see you next time.
Stay well.